بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أخرجت لنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها كساء وإزارا غليظا قالت قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذين. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى narrates that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله تعالى عنها, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she brought before us a sheet and a coarse loincloth, a sheet and a coarse loincloth, and said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away whilst wearing these two. From this hadith we can understand the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His dressing was so simple, just a sheet and a loincloth. So it teaches us that Rasulullah ﷺ chose this path of simplicity, humility in all aspects of his life. And he was not inclined to worldly luxuries and opulence and comfort. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala revealed these two pieces of his clothing so the people could learn from the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at our lives and look at our cupboards, we have got so many garments that we hardly even wear. Sometimes years go past and we haven't even worn the jacket or the jersey. And now it's the month of, it is winter. So at least if you could spare one or two of those clothing and give it to somebody who deserves it, somebody who doesn't have that, how much more reward will we get? وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال إني لأول العربي رمى بسهم في سبيل الله. سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه is one of the عشرة مبشرة. He says, I was the first of the Arabs to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah. ولقد كنا نغزو مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We used to go out in the path of Allah in jihad. ما لنا طعام إلا ورق الحبلة وهذا السمر. And we had no food besides the leaves of the Hubla and Samur tree. These were two wild trees that were present there. And they would eat after whatever rations they had, it could become depleted, then they would eat from the leaves of these trees. حَتَّى إِن كَانَ أَحَدُنَا لَيَضَعُ كَمَا تَضَعُ الشَّاتُ مَا لَهُ خِلْتٌ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. He says, by eating these leaves of the tree, and no other food whatsoever, when we used to pass stool, it was like sheep droppings, which had no stickiness. And we know in Tamil Bakrid we see sheep and we see goats, and we see the droppings. And because of the dryness, it is loose and it is separated. There is no stickiness whatsoever. So again, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they faced immense hardship and trials in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, they suffice on little, and when those provisions would run out, and they would have nothing to eat, they would eat the trees, or the leaves of the trees. On Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin qutan, muttafaqun alayhi. Qala ahlul lugha wal ghareeb, ma'ana qutan, ima yasuddu ramaq. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua to Allah ta'ala. Oh Allah, make the provision of my family, the food of my family, just sufficient. Ulama explained the word qutan, ma yasuddu ramaq, that amount of food that just manages a person to keep alive. And imagine, this is the dua Rasulullah made for his family. In other words, give them just sufficient food to survive. Rasulullah SAW, again, he's protecting his family, making this dua, but again, he's protecting them from extreme wealth and opulence and having luxurious life. Rather, he chose for them also a simple life. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah, subhanallah, allahumma, bihamdulillah, shalala.